Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some flurries early on today, staying cloudy with a high nearing 43. Some rain and snow showers possible overnight with a low around 30. More rain and snow possible early on Friday, then sunny with a high of 52, and partly cloudy over Friday night with a low around 28. Sunny with a high of 53 on Saturday, and mostly cloudy and 31 throughout Saturday night. Sunny and breezy on Sunday with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's the week where the Kansas State Senate Committee on Federal and State Affairs is hearing a bill regarding medical marijuana in the state of Kansas. As they're talking to experts and members of the community across the state on the issue, who say they're frustrated about the lack of progress.
I think they are welcoming for Kansas patients. I'm watching so much money leave the state, and it's going to continue to do so. It is frustrating. Kansans are frustrated. We are frustrated.
And audio from Cake News, State Senator Aletha Fauske-Doe says it has been frustrating that the state of Kansas is one of only three nationwide without any type of recreational or medical marijuana, but says a bill could be passed relatively quickly if we move on it.
You know, Kansas, sometimes we're kind of behind on things, and you know, we hear about it all the time where people are going across the state line to purchase those items.
Mid-America Network News.
McCurry Angus Ranch would like to invite you to the 46th anniversary annual bull sale Thursday, March 9th in Burton, Kansas. And this offering is 130 power-packed Angus bulls with complete performance information backed by genomic-enhanced EPDs. They're fertility tested, freeze-branded, and ready for your heavy service. Included in this offering are sons from famous AI sires such as Sitz Barricade, ENB Confederate, SAV Checkmate, HA Relevant, and Keneally Countdown. I invite you to go to McCurryAngus.com or McCurry Angus Ranch on Facebook to view a complete catalog and videos of these bulls. Again, Thursday, March 9th at Burton, Kansas, to select your next herd sire out of 130 performance Angus bulls. Please call me, John McCurry, at 620-727-5197. Again, 620-727-5197, or visit us, McCurryAngusRanch.com. Or bid on CCI.live on sale day.
County commissioners in Shawnee County have met to talk about different ways to save on insurance. As they say, the cost of insurance has been increasingly expensive over the last few years and months. As they say, they've been looking at insurance plan options and heard a presentation earlier this week from Captive Insurance.
It's becoming less affordable for us to have insurance for the county. I mean, and this is our property, we've got vehicles, we've got buildings, we've got unemployment insurance, lots of lines of insurance that we offer or that we have to have in order to do business. It's just getting increasingly expensive.
That was County Commissioner Aaron Mays on WIBW, where they say it's been hard to find insurance for local government, as many insurance companies do not want to offer plans for local governments. And they say if they move forward with the captive insurance plan, these which may not all be at once, but in different steps, or they say they're trying to work on being a little more self-reliant than their current position. The conversation is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming, ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Public education has been top of conversation for many legislatures in the Nebraska session this year, as Republicans say that they want to use some of the taxpayer money to help fund private school vouchers in the state, along with making it easier to remove books from school libraries, and piggyback on legislature coming from the state of Kansas regarding defining the genders for transgender students. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that along with the bills, that Republican legislators have also wanted to move some of the authority and oversight of the Department of Education to the governor and give the governor more control over the bodies that govern K through 12 education within the state, shifting selection of the Nebraska Education Commissioner and members of the State Board of Education who are currently elected to be appointed by the governor. Democrats in the state say they have tried to push back on the legislation, saying they are concerned that the state of Nebraska has not elected a Democrat governor since 1994, giving Republicans full control over public education.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and heard a proposal from Convention and Tourism Committee asking to hire a tourism director to be combined with a communication director for the city on a full-time basis. They were suggesting Convention and Tourism would fund a projected $42,000 to $45,000 annual salary for the first 2 years, with the city covering full benefits, estimated at $27,000 annually. After 2 years, salary cost would be split 50-50. Several questions from council included where this individual would keep an office, timeline, related responsibilities, and such. Referring the matter to Administration and Finance Committee, it was urged the Convention and Tourism Committee include other organizations involved with tourism in a conversation going forward. Street Committee had reviewed two bids for engineering for improvements to Keystone 12th and 11th roads east of Marysville. CES Group had a broader scope project that the committee indicated was more than they envisioned at this time. BG Consultants had bid $80,000 for engineering and bidding four phases of work, which would include improvements to 12th Road from U.S. 36 South to Timber Creek Drive and on Keystone from 11th Terrace to 11th Road. This is for design and engineering only, and the next step would include particulars as to surface type, specifics, funding, and etc. The mayor spoke in favor of the benefit of having engineering and designing on hand as a necessary step to pursue possible grant funding. The bid was approved unanimously. Options for a code enforcement officer were discussed. Mayor Jason Barnes suggesting council prioritize potential projects facing the city to better utilize resources in completing them. City attorney presented a legal opinion from outside council regarding access to the Country Club Lake, which has been disputed by adjacent landowners who acquired the properties in recent years. It noted the development and use of a lake dates back to 1936 and includes city control and access, which included a road from U.S. 36 that was closed by the Kansas Department of Transportation in perhaps 1991. Council suggested letting a court decide what legal rights exist in the context of a quiet title action as to whether easement rights exist. The opinion closed with confirmation that the city has the right to a condemnation process to obtain title, and that process will finally resolve any title or access issues. Local law enforcement and others received multiple phone calls last evening regarding suspicious aircraft with a pair of lights in the western sky, which authorities identified as the planets of Venus and Jupiter, lining up alongside each other. 2023 Washington County 4-H District Club Day results are posted on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media outlets. The annual legislative forum in Marysville is Saturday beginning at 9:30 a.m. at Landall Lanes. State Senator Elaine Bowers, State Representative Lisa Mosier, as well as staffers from Roger Marshall and Tracy Mann's office will be in attendance. Doors open at 9:15. The legislative forum begins at 9:30 Saturday at Landall Lanes in Marysville. Your news on your schedule. The KNDY Local News Podcast is updated twice each weekday. Find it under the podcast tab at KNDYRadio.com and on our Facebook page. Michael J. Mike Kiefer, age 75, of Marysville, passed away February 26th. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mike Kiefer. Jamie L. Kloss, age 46, of Seneca, passed away February 26th. Massive Christian burial Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday evening, 6 until 8, at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Jamie Kloss. Carolyn K. Yobel, age 86, of Dubois, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Dubois. Interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7, wearing mortuary at Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Carolyn Yobel. Moore passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m. at the Wymore United Methodist Church. Burial in the Blue Spring Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 6 until 7:30 at the church. Laughlin of Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Norma Keir. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, spaghetti, garlic bread, salad, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, salmon, macaroni and cheese, broccoli, and a cherry fluff. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. There will be a chance for some snow flurries early on today, staying cloudy and cooler with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Some rain and snow showers may continue overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Rain and snow showers possible early on Friday, then sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-50s. And partly cloudy skies over Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Warming up throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and mostly cloudy over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Easterly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying sunny, warmer, and breezy throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. More sunshine on Monday with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy Monday night with our lows in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early March, 51. Record high on this date, 83. The average low, 27. And a record low, 7 below zero. Sunset this evening at 6:20. Sunrise in the morning at 6:59. It's 28 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 2nd of March. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Dine in or carry out, Bite Me Barbecue serves it up the way you prefer. Order in or order ahead on their mobile app. And remember, you can always grab and go for the family or large gatherings with all their smoked meats by the pound and sides as well. Daily specials and a full menu at Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Trucks in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville included 2015 Silverado 2500 HD. It's a Duramax diesel Z71 package priced at $28,500. And a 2013 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT. It's a local truck trade-in at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
16 in a row for the streaking Bucks, and the Celtics look to stay within arm's reach. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. The Bucks hosting the hapless Magic last night.
Well, the beat goes on. It's a new month, but it's the same story for the Bucks, who start the month of March off with a bang. They have won 16 consecutive games.
The call on WTMJ. Giannis scored a game-high 31, and the Bucks ran their winning streak to 16 games, throttling the Magic 139-117. The Celtics, looking to keep pace for the top spot in the East, hosted the Cavs. Fourth quarter, Jason Tatum from deep.
Jaylen Brown, over-the-shoulder pass, Tatum, pretty good look. Left side three, got it.
Call on 98. 98.5, the sports hub. That put the Celts up 16, but Cleveland clawed back, but ultimately fell short. 117-113, Celtics the final. Continuing with the NBA, Kevin Durant made his debut for the Suns, scoring 23 points in Phoenix's 105-91 win over Charlotte. KD post-game on the Bally Sports Arizona.
A lot of nerves. I done played in almost 1,000 basketball games, but today I was nervous. You know, it's a new team, new group. I want to do well. My teammates were incredible, and just try to go out there and play my game.
The Knicks extended their winning streak to 7, routing the rival Nets 142-118. Jalen Brunson scored 39. Even without Joel Embiid, the Sixers dispatched the Heat 119-96. NCAA top 25 men's number 2 Alabama rallied from 17 down to top Auburn 90-85 in overtime. 22nd ranked TCU upset number 9 Texas 75-73. On the ice, late third period in Vegas.
Taken by the Knights, Petrangelo for Carlson. Finds Amadio, 2-on-1, Amadio stops, centers, score!
Call on KKGK, Riley Smith scoring the eventual game winner. Golden Knights edge the Hurricanes 3-2. Rangers in overtime, 3-2 over the Flames. Oilers beat the Maple Leafs 5-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Thursday night, sub-state basketball action. Key and EY will air the girls' 1A Division II semifinal games from Axtell. Lynn takes on Kansas School for the Deaf at 6. Axtell girls host Hanover at 7:30. Both games live on FM 95.5. Frankfort girls meet Clifton Clyde, 1A Division I at Washington County tonight at 7:30. Osborne and Rock Hills tip at 6. Centralia girls face Burlingame in the late game at 7:30 from Onega, with Donovan West taking on Troy at 6. Finally, in girls 3A semifinals Thursday at Marysville, Atchison County meets Riley County at 6. Nemaha Central faces Hiawatha at 7:30.
Crownover Auto Sales is growing. New and expanded inventory with great selection of reliable vehicles at the price you're looking for. Service to back every sale and a welcome hand without a hard sales pitch. Stop by and see Crownover Auto Sales across from Prairie Valley Vet, East Highway 36, Marysville.
From the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, before we get going on this Thursday, March the 2nd, let's look back at the first day of trading of the new month, yesterday. Here's how we closed on your Wednesday. March corn closed at 640.5, up 11. May corn, 635.75 was your final price, up 5.5. March wheat closed at 697, up 5.5. May wheat closed at 710, up 4.5. Kansas City wheat finished at 821.25, up 5.5. Kansas City wheat for May, 816.25, final price, up 3.5. Minneapolis wheat, 867.25. That was your final price, down 3.5. Minneapolis wheat for May, 865 final, down 1.75. March oats finished down 6.75 at 353. May oats, final price, 335.5, up 0.5. Taking a look at soybeans for March, 1504.25, final price, up 13.75. Soybeans for May, 1494.25, that's up 15.25. Cotton for March, 84.57, final price, up 38 cents. Cotton for May, 85.66, up $1.63. Taking a look at live cattle for April, 165.10, final price, down 35 cents. High was 166.10, low 164.50. Live cattle for June, 160.60, final price, down 75 cents. High 161.77.5, low 160.10. Feeder cattle for March, 188.30, final price, down $1.50, high 191.10. Feeder cattle for April, 193.80, down $1.22.5.
The Cattleman's Choice annual sale will be Saturday, March 18th at T7 Ranch in Greenleaf. 60 Angus and Sim Angus bulls ready to produce with the best genetics value anywhere, along with 20 Baldy heifers with February calf beside. Plan to attend the Cattleman's Choice sale at T7 Ranch, 2211 15th Road, Greenleaf, Saturday, March 18th. Catalog and information available at t7ranch.wordpress.com, on Facebook, or contact T7 Ranch or G&G Angus. Online bidding through Live Auctions TV.
Did you know that USDA Rural Development operates over 50 financial assistance programs? From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Christy Davis, USDA Kansas State Director for Rural Development, gives insight on USDA programs for rural development.
Rural Energy for America program is a program that's been around a while, but there have been some enhancements to the program under the Inflation Reduction Act. This is designed to enhance energy efficiency with rural small businesses and ag producers. The program provides loan guarantees for up to 75% of eligible costs for making energy efficiency enhancements. With the Inflation Reduction Act, an additional $2 billion was allocated for this program over the next 10 years. There's also a grant component, and it's been grants up to 25% of the qualified project costs with the enhancements that were made. That will increase from 25% to 40%. So we're really excited because this is a program that we have a lot of demand for.
Davis points out some challenges and encourages people to reach out to them for assistance.
Larger communities have the capacity to access these programs, and sometimes it gives them an advantage over the smaller communities just simply because they don't have people with the time or technical expertise to access them. And the places where these policies are made aren't often places that understand how rural communities work on the ground. So I would encourage folks who are interested in pursuing this is do some research and see what's available, but also let us help you. With interest rates increasing, we can provide some competitive rates. We understand, though, that one of the challenges that these communities face is they don't always have the tax base to have the money in the bank to match or even sometimes to pay for the engineering to design a project that they can then apply for funding. We understand that there are some barriers, and we may even have some ideas for you for overcoming those so you can access our programs and that they can work in your community.
Davis discusses the issue of child care in rural communities and how communities can work together to combat this issue and others.
I'm a huge advocate for child care in rural communities, and I know what a huge challenge it is, and it really can make or break your community. There's a rural development title in the Farm Bill every 5 years. And so the last Farm Bill passed in 2018. Child care wasn't mentioned. If folks are interested in that particular issue, they should take a look at CDBG this year because the state is emphasizing child care as part of that program. And last legislative session, there was a bill at the state level that helped fund rural child care as well. So that's something to look at. With all of these programs layered, it's certainly possible. There are ways in these communities for folks to work together and pool resources to get it done.
That's USDA Kansas State Director for Rural Development, Christy Davis, with insight on USDA programs for rural development. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Warrior's Limousine and Limflex 32nd annual sale is March 12th at 1 p.m., 3 miles east of Barnston. We concentrate on easy fleshing, docility, and calving ease. The offering includes 40 yearling and coming two-year-old bulls packed with muscle. Also, 20 bred and open replacement females. View the videos and catalog at jboyer.com. For a catalog, call me at 402-696-4410. See you at the sale March 12th.
It is a peek into the Almanac archives from over 200 years ago. We will share what we found on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 2nd, the 61st day of the year. Rocker John Bon Jovi has a birthday, and on this day in 1933, moviegoers in New York City lined up for the premiere of King Kong. In this 231st anniversary year of the Old Farmer's Almanac, we've been digging into the archives for advice we gave more than two centuries ago. Here is some for the month of March. Judge for yourself whether it holds up. We advise that this month is a good time for pruning trees, spreading manure in the fields, and planting cabbage and tobacco. We recommend putting away sleds and sleighs, and also had these words of timeless wisdom. There is nothing truly valuable which can be purchased without pains and labor. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more timeless advice online at almanac.com.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting well over 1,000 head of cattle for a 10:30 dairy influence sale today, including 25 black and red spring calving cows bred to black and red bulls, 3 to 8-year-old cows, 25 spring bred cows running age, 8 black Angus semi-first calf heifers, March calving, bred to Gabe Shuley low birth weight bulls. 15 Holstein steers weigh 5 to 5.5, 8 weighing 5 to 6, 14 at 5 to 8, 130 Holstein steers and heifers, 575 to 9. 15 Holstein steers, 7 to 9, 10 weighing 8 to 9, and 10 at 900 pounds. Also, 60 black and red steers and heifers weigh 3.5 to 5, 6 black bulls and heifers, 4 to 5, 36 black steers and heifers weigh 4 to 550, 8 weighing 4 to 550, 67 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6, 24 at 4 to 6, and 60 weighing 450 to 575. 12 black and red steers and heifers weighing 4.5 to 6. 75 black and white face steers and heifers weigh 5 to 650. 62 black steers and heifers 5 to 9. 20 black and Charolais steers and heifers weigh 550. 30 weighing 550 to 650. 40 black steers and heifers weigh 6 to 750. 40 black steers and heifers 6 to 8. 22 weighing 675 to 7.25. 10 black steers 7 to 8. 70 weighing 7 to 850. 38 black steers and heifers, 7 to 9, 8 mixed heifers at 800 pounds, 8 black steers, 8 to 850, and 65 black and Charolais steers, Northern Origin, 850 to 875. Dairy Influence Sale begins today at 10:30 with the sale at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 7:31 from KNDY, 28 degrees this morning, cooler highs around 40 on tap today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a strong victory last night for the number 11 Kansas State Wildcats as they finish off their second-to-last game of the regular season. They were at home against the Oklahoma Sooners as they won 85-69. The Wildcats saw four players put double digits on the board last night, including Keontae Johnson with 16 points, Kwan Tomlin with 19 points, Marquise Noel at 11, and Desi Sillis at 15 points for the night. The Wildcats started off strong going into the half at 34-25, putting another 51 points on the board in the second half of the game. The victory put the Wildcats back up in the number two slot for the Big 12 Conference, right behind the Jayhawks at 11-6 in conference play, tied with the Baylor Bears and the Texas Longhorns. The final game of the regular season coming up this Saturday would tip off at 1 p.m. as they're on the road against the West Virginia Mountaineers. College basketball back in action tonight with the Wichita State Shockers as they are on the road to take on the number one Houston Cougars. That tip off this evening at 6 p.m.
K-State fans, don't miss this season's final women's basketball home game on Saturday, March 4th, when we host Texas at 4 p.m. in Bramlage. Be sure to stay after the game as we recognize our seniors. Tickets are just $5 when purchased in advance. To get yours today, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Thursday night, sub-state basketball action. KNDY will air the girls' 1A Division II semifinal games from Axtell. Lynn takes on Kansas School for the Deaf at 6. Axtell girls host Hanover at 7:30. Both games live on FM 95.5. Frankfort girls meet Clifton Clyde, 1A Division I, Washington County tonight at 7:30. Osborne and Rock Hills tip at 6. Centralia girls face Burlingame in the late game at 7:30 from Onega, with Donovan West taking on Troy at 6. Finally, in girls' 3A semifinals Thursday at Marysville, Atchison County meets Riley County at 6. Nemaha Central faces Hiawatha at 7:30.
KNDY. can see, there's not much left of old. Just an empty space surrounded by the pieces of a badly broken heart. That's forgotten how to love. What my heart needs is a woman's touch, a tender hand, a fixative love. It's rough and ragged edges. A woman's touch. When I look in the mirror, the only thing I see are traces of the man I used to be. Late at night I hear it, it cannot be denied. A lonely voice is crying out from somewhere deep inside. What my heart needs is a woman's touch, a tender hand. It's rough and ragged edges. Sure could use some love. What my heart needs is a woman.